anonymous who is visiting in Eretz Yisrael and lives in New York asks, is it possible for Chazal to make mistakes regarding scientific and other non-halachic information, e.g. spontaneous generation? Is the existence of the parasha of Par Helim Dover proof that they could make a mistake? Is the scientific and medical info in Shas considered Torah Shabbat Peh that was received at Sinai? Thank you. Okay, this is a question that really is outside the parameters of this website. However, let me just give you a little bit information regarding it. If the information that is found in Chazal is purely scientific information, they were just discussing the scientific parameters, there are two views. One view is the view of the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, who says that it is possible that Chazal knew this information from observation and therefore could be mistaken, and he bases it on a Gemara in Psachim Tzadik Aleph, where the Gemara says that the Chachamim and the scholars of the nations of the world argued by a scientific point, and in the end the rabbis admitted it appears to be like you say. However, the Shita Mekubetzis in Ksubas Yud Gimel says just the opposite from that Gemara, that the rabbis did not admit they were wrong. They said, we admit that it appears as you say, but we know the truth is as we say, since they didn't derive this scientific information from observation, but rather they derived it from the truth of Torah, from being able to see the world from its inner truth and not having to observe things and experiment. When the question of science has a halachic implication, as the example you gave of spontaneous generation, which has halachic implications about killing things that come from spontaneous generation on Shabbos, there pretty much we assume that Chazal were right, either because it doesn't really depend on the scientific natural fact, but how it appears to us, and the halacha is based on how it appears to us, or that the rabbi saw things in their root of truth and not how they are observable. And therefore, when it comes to halacha, we assume that the rabbis paskin the halacha based on their Torah authority and therefore did not err. That doesn't mean that rabbis can't err, or even a Sanhedrin can't err, as you brought from Par Helim Dover, that there are sacrifices that are brought where the Beis Din makes a mistake and permits something that was really prohibited. But if we don't know for sure that the rabbi made a mistake, we understand that they didn't make a mistake. Others say that sometimes the rabbis are giving over scientific information in the Gemara, or different kinds of cures. We don't know all the details, and therefore we can't rely on those cures. Also, the scientific information may not be for the sake of the scientific information, but merely to mask some very deep philosophical or Kabbalah ideas. And the rabbis used the scientific natural facts as means of masking these ideas. And then the truth of these scientific natural facts is not really that important, because the main thing was to use it as a vehicle to give over hidden philosophical Kabbalah knowledge. This the Ramchal says in his preface to Agados. So it's not a simple issue. If Chazal say something, we have to take it as being the truth. However, there are exceptions to that based on the guidelines that I told.